Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Limler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking this week about the path we travel, kind of a follow-up to the message shared at Deer Run this past Sunday by Brett Mitchell, a missionary to the Philippines, on the road we travel, and looking at different things the Bible says about the path that we're on, the walk that we live. And today we're going to talk about the path of God's way and what it looks like a little bit to walk on that path and what it does. Psalm 27 verse 11 says, "Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors." When I think about learning God's way, I think about what Brett shared Sunday on the wide path and the narrow path, the straight path. The fact that there are only two ways. There's the way that's God's way and there's the way that's the world's way. And the world's way is very wide. It encompasses so many variants. But God's way is direct. And when we consider what it looks like, the psalmist prays and asks that God would teach him his ways, that he would lead him in a straight path. And the reasoning behind this was because of his oppressors. Now, there's a lot of different ways that walking in God's ways, I think, helps when we're oppressed, when we face those who oppose us. One, it gives us wisdom on how to overcome, how to endure, how to continue walking in the path that we belong in. Sometimes those oppressors are meant as a distraction. They're not necessarily trying to harm us. They're just trying to knock us off course. The enemy is using them, or they simply feel convicted. And well, one of the things, if you've not noticed, when we're doing something that isn't quite what it ought to be, we tend to find strength in recruiting others to do it with us. That somehow the more that we have that are off course, the more that we can claim it is the course. And so sometimes those that oppose us, those oppressors, are trying to keep us from that straight path so that we would join them. Sometimes they're trying to harm us. The oppressors are trying to defeat us, whether physically or spiritually, to simply give us, to get us to give up, to quit walking that path, to no longer even consider it. But there's another side to walking this path of God's way because of our oppressors, is that it gives them an example. It shows them it is possible. It allows God's righteousness to be seen through us. You see, living this life, the way that we live, the way that we do life, isn't simply about us. In fact, it might not even be primarily about us. But it definitely includes other people. It includes our witness. It includes our encouragement. It includes our comfort. It includes all of the elements that we think we need being shown to others through us. And when we walk in God's way, we learn to walk in a manner that, well, it becomes attractive. That even those that are opposed to us realize that there's something that's desirable. Something that they're lacking, something that's missing. And it also creates an atmosphere that often leads to a calming of those that oppose us because, well, they run out of ammunition. Now, I'm not saying that those who walked as perfectly as possible in the ways of God no longer have anyone opposed to them. I've not experienced that. There are those that, regardless of how closely we walk to the path of God's way, how clearly we walk in it, that simply don't like God's way. And their opposition to us will persist because they're in reality opposed to God. And so, walking in the path of God's way, because in that straight path, because of our oppressors, isn't necessarily silencing all of them, but it should reduce the loudness, the quantity, the effectiveness. I suspect that most people have some element of a stubborn streak, and it seems that those that were born limblers have, well, their fair share of that. And one of the actual advantages of that, and there are some disadvantages, is that we generally don't tend to let the opinions of others sway us from what we know is right. Now, if what we hold to as being right isn't right, then that becomes a big problem. And but when we walk in the path of God's ways, we begin to grow in that confidence that this is the straight path, this is the right way. And we'll let nothing deter us from that. As my family and I have opportunity to go out hiking and photographing bits of nature, there are times that the path is clearly marked. And because we know the destination we want to see, there's nothing that will deter me from that path. Well, almost nothing. I suspect that if a bear, or even worse, a snake was coiled up in the middle of the path, I might decide that I'm not so intent on going forward. But for the most part, the destination is attractive enough that I'm going to keep going. And I suspect that even if it was a bear or a snake, I would find a way to avoid them and keep pursuing that destination, if I'm certain of the path. Now, there are many times the path isn't quite so clear and it winds and wiggles its way through rough terrain or wooded areas or whatever it might be. And I begin to have doubts. Especially if I come to an area where there's multiple ways that people have gone and my map only shows part of them, or perhaps only even one of them, but it's unclear which one. And the less straight the way is, the more confusing it becomes. And I think it's the same way in walking this path of God's way. The more clearly we gaze into God's Word and we understand His instructions, we realize this is a path that's taking us where we want to be. That even those bears and snakes and everything else that want to distract us and block us simply become obstacles that we figure a way around, and that way is by pursuing God. As we talked about yesterday, by following His path of protection. And when our oppressors see that we're continuing this straight path, that we have this destination in mind, it often creates a curiosity of what's so important about getting to where we're going. And I believe those are the perfect opportunities to put into practice Peter's instruction when he says to always be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within you, but to do so with gentleness and respect. Today, there will likely be those that oppress you in some way. I suspect in our American culture specifically, that's probably a pretty strong word for what will take place for most of us. For most of us, it will be more of an opposition, and perhaps a mild opposition at that, but the question is, when that happens, do they who are against you see your steadfast pursuit of Jesus? Are you so committed to God's path that even those that would oppose you would not distract you from it? You see, today you and I have the opportunity to continue that walk. That straight path. That path that follows God's way. And we have the opportunity to be an example to those around us. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has not only called us to a destination to be with you throughout eternity, but has given us the way. You have marked it clearly. You have given us instructions. You have done all that can be done. And when sin kept us from that path, you made a way for our sins to be washed clean through the blood of Jesus, so that we could enter that path and that we could walk upon it. So God, today, help us to gaze into your word more deeply than ever before, more longingly for direction. May we not only know the path of your way, but may we walk in it. May we find it to be a straight path, a path that keeps us in line with your will, a path that helps us to resist those that oppress us, those that would oppose us, but also a path that helps us to witness and shine light to help those that would oppose us. That even as we overcome the opposition, that you are seen in us, your righteousness is seen through us, and that the way we live would not only bring us great benefit in approaching you, but would give those in opposition to us reason to not only see you, but desire you. Father, today, as we have opportunity, as we live life, as we face whatever opposition and whatever degree that it happens to be in, may we live in such a way that the people around us, even the oppressors around us, would take note that we are walking with you. And Father, today, as we choose this road less traveled, this road that is narrow, this road that is straight, this road that is your word, may we walk in it with joy. May we walk with satisfaction. May we walk with intention. And may our doing so be done in such a way that we lift up Jesus, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.